This podcast is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Safer, Healthier People.
Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly feature of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm your host, Dr. Robert Gaines. A healthy heart is the key to a healthy life. Each year, more than 17 million people die from cardiovascular disease, mainly heart disease and stroke, making it the leading cause of death worldwide. Judy Hannon is Deputy Director of CDC's Division for Heart Disease and Stroke Prevention. She's joining us today to discuss how to maintain a healthy heart. Welcome to the show, Judy.
Good morning.
Judy, are most heart problems genetic or the result of risky behaviors?
Well, there can be some genetic tendencies for people to have a higher risk of heart disease. They have a family history of early heart attacks. They have a family history of high blood pressure or fatty buildup in their arteries. The most important fact is that they get controlled the same way, and it has everything to do with your behavior. So whether you have a family history or not, the things that you need to do are the same. Stop smoking, decrease your sodium intake, eat healthier, exercise, stay a healthy weight.
How would someone know if they have cardiovascular disease?
Cardiovascular disease is a very broad category. Let me start with what most people think of when you talk about heart disease, and they think about a heart attack. And most people think about sort of the movie heart attack, where somebody clutches their chest and quickly keels over. And that can be the symptom of a heart attack. Symptoms also can be a little less dramatic. What you have is chest discomfort in the center of the chest. It can last for a few minutes, or it can go away and come back. People have talked about feeling pressure or squeezing or fullness right in the center of your chest. You can have discomfort in other areas, in both your arms or in one of your arms, in the back, neck, or jaw, or in your stomach. You can be short of breath. You can break out into cold sweats, nausea, lightheadedness. If you have those symptoms that I just described or any sort of combination of them, the important thing is to call 911 right away.
What are the most effective strategies for preventing cardiovascular disease?
The most effective strategies are those behavioral ones we just talked about. So stop smoking, avoid being around secondhand smoke, decrease your salt intake, eat healthier and generally more fruits and vegetables, exercise, and stay a healthy weight.
So if a person is trying to do all the right things to prevent cardiovascular disease, do they still need to be screened for the disease?
They sure do. Whether they're doing all those right things or doing some of those right things or doing none of those right things, they still can have cardiovascular disease without having symptoms. Both high blood pressure and high cholesterol are considered silent killers because you don't feel the symptoms. You should have your blood pressure checked at least every 2 years. You should have your cholesterol checked regularly after the age of 35 or earlier if you're one of those folks that has a family history of high cholesterol. And you should be tested for diabetes or sugar in your blood.
If a person is diagnosed with high blood pressure or high cholesterol, what treatments are available?
Again, I'd like to reemphasize one of the first things the doctor is going to talk to you about are your lifestyle behaviors, all those things that I just mentioned as far as to stop smoking, watch your sodium intake, eat healthier, exercise, and stay a healthy weight. But in addition, when you're diagnosed with hypertension or high cholesterol, there is a good chance that at some point your physician will need to put you on medication. And the important thing there is that most of those medications are long-term medications, meaning you need to continue taking them. And just as hypertension was silent, you didn't see the symptoms, even once you're feeling better and your hypertension might feel like it's under control, it's really important that you maintain the screening with your physician and maintain the medication regimen.
Judy, where can listeners get more information about preventing cardiovascular disease?
They can go to www.cdc.gov/heart disease.
Thanks, Judy. I've been talking today with CDC's Judy Hannon about ways to prevent cardiovascular disease. Remember, controlling risk factors such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, and obesity can help you maintain a healthy heart. Other prevention strategies include avoiding tobacco use, exercising regularly, maintaining a healthy diet, and getting regular checkups. Until next time, be well. This is Dr. Robert Gaines for A Cup of Health with CDC.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO 24/7.